Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
When we talk about hunger and families just not having the means to put food on the table this week, we don't often picture the Midwest as a place where this is the greatest concern. Maybe we think of this kind of need as a problem primarily in the big cities of America, or simply that it's happening somewhere else than in our hometowns. But today we go on the road to one of the most prosperous, fast-growing economies in the region, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and discover that we may not have the whole story. Yet, in the midst of the great need that we'll find, we'll also see the tremendous image of a church that decided to step out and do something and began a community movement to feed the hungry. To tell that story, we welcome our friend, a friend of the show, Pastor Jeff Hayes. He leads Faith Temple Church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Pastor Jeff, good day to you, sir. It's an honor to have you.
Well, good day to you too, Ryan. Thank you so much for having us and letting us tell our story today.
Absolutely, sir. And as we begin, if you would, just take me back to when you first started to realize that there were people that were going hungry right there in your community.
Well, it was back in 2009 when the economy collapsed around the country, including Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And there were just so many people coming in the doors of our church. And we're not a huge church, but we're known as a giving church. And I turned to my 15-year-old son and said, Josh, you know, we need to do something about this. And in the past, we've given them, you know, like a $50 card to a local grocery store. But we just knew that that wasn't going to work out. And so we work with Feeding South Dakota here in Sioux Falls. And so I'm sure that we're in their database, but I don't see them very often, or at that time I didn't. And so Josh and I just jumped in my truck and went up there and walked in, and I introduced myself and where we were from, and one lady was just kind of taken back, and she stepped backwards, and I thought, oh, we should have called to make an appointment rather than just drop in on these people. And so I told her that, and she said, no, I want to talk to you in my office. And so we went into her office, and she's in her chair and looking at her computer screen, and she turns to me and she says, you know, you're not going to believe this, but all day today, my computer screen's been flashing the name of your church, Faith Temple. And she said, when Faith Temple would come up and flash on my screen, I would say, no, I don't have time to call those people or contact those people. And then she said, then you and your son walk in. And so, of course, being a pastor, I thought I better stand up and lean over and say to her, okay, do you think this could be a God thing? And she said that, yes, I do think that it's a God thing. So that's how it began.
Oh, that's incredible. For many of us, I think, Pastor Jeff, that when we see a big need like you did, we can, I think, almost become paralyzed by thoughts that are somewhat like, well, there's nothing I can do by myself to solve this huge problem. But how did you get past that and really start to have this idea for the food ministry, the food giveaway, really begin to form?
Well, that day we asked Feeding South Dakota if it'd be possible to, you know, even have them supply some food to us, and we would build just a small pantry in one of our Sunday school rooms. And this room is just small. It's probably 10 by 10, if that. And so that's what we went about doing. We put shelves in there, and we got some people involved, and we would get food from Feeding South Dakota, and they got a refrigerator and a freezer and put that in there. And then we started passing out food just on a small basis. And so if we gave away, you know, 300, 400, 500 pounds of food a week, we were pleased and thought, you know, that's quite a bit. And it was. And I think the Lord just honored, you know, our thought of just doing what we could do. Well, then the lady, Kay, calls about, 3-4 weeks later, and she says, you know, we have a lot of food that comes in on Friday, and we don't want to hold it in our freezers or our coolers until Monday. Is it possible for you to give away some food, like, on Friday afternoon? And so I thought, well, we can get some tables together and we'll do it out in the parking lot. It was getting warmer. And so that's what we did. And I think my son said there were like 62 people the first Friday. But as news got out and the local media, they grabbed onto the story, I think within a couple weeks, we had like 600 people coming to the parking lot on Friday afternoons.
Wow.
And so it just grew and grew and grew. But, you know, there were always plenty of volunteers and plenty of food. And it seemed like by the end of the day, we would pick up the tables and put them away and look forward to the following Friday. And so that was 6.5 years ago. And, of course, the food giveaway has progressed since that day.
Well, it sure has. Pastor Jeff Hayes, that's the kindly voice you hear there on the road here for Faith Radio. Pastor Jeff is pastor of Faith Temple Church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a man behind One Church's effort to feed the hungry in its community. And you mentioned that there was no shortage of volunteers, and I think it's a good moment to mention. I mean, your church, when you start talking about a ministry that's, as we'll discuss, weekly feeding hundreds of people, you might get the image of a church that is just this massive mega church, but that's not the case here, right?
Well, that's true. You know, I was thinking this morning, if everybody shows up on a Sunday, we may have 150 to 200 people. And but we kind of have a motto here at the church that, you know, you're not a spectator, you're a participant. And so people that come that are new, we inform them of that rather quickly, and they get busy, and they get involved in the work of the ministry. You know, I know that Jesus said that, you know, we're supposed to be fishers of men, but I appreciate that not only his words, but another person says, you know, we're not called to be the keepers of the aquarium, we're called to be fishers of men. And so we just get people busy doing the Lord's work.
Oh, absolutely. It's just such a great story. It just makes you, it really just makes you smile as I listen and as we listen to you talk about this, because we see so many headlines that are so bleak, but to see someone stepping up and a community coming alongside to do something tremendous like this is just fantastic. So yeah, were you surprised initially by the folks that would come to the giveaway, Pastor Jeff? I mean, was the need as you imagined it would be, in a sense?
Well, I sort of was, although, you know, in my travels around our town of Sioux Falls, one day I was sitting in a business and I looked across the street and I saw a man digging through a dumpster. And I thought, you know, there's a need here in Sioux Falls. And then, of course, the many people that came to our church and expressed, you know, their loss of job and income and position. Some of them were selling their houses. We realized that oftentimes people who are hungry are invisible, and you just don't see them. You know, they may drive a car, they may live in your neighborhood, but they can certainly be struggling. And a lot of the people now, of course, continue to come, and it's a variety of people, and it's not always the same people from week to week, but a lot of the people are the working poor. A lot of people, of course, in Sioux Falls would say, well, there's plenty of jobs available, and there are, and people are employed, but, you know, they just don't make enough money to pay the rent or the mortgage and, you know, take care of the needs of their kids in school. And oftentimes older people, they struggle a lot, and they'll tell us, they'll say, well, I oftentimes choose between buying food or buying my medicine. Mm. And so I'm not overly surprised. I'm amazed at the numbers of people that do continue to need food, but it's a good thing. We have pledged ourselves to help people as long as the need exists.
Oh, that's well said. Pastor Jeff Hayes with us from Faith Temple Church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a man behind One Church's effort to feed the hungry in its community. It's called the Faith Temple Food Giveaway, and we're discovering that story today on the road here for Faith Radio. And I'm Ryan Thomas. And what types of challenges, Pastor Jeff, did you have to overcome from a practical standpoint with organizing this many people and this much food in the early days of the giveaway? And how did you do so? And alongside that, What were some of the markers of growth in the early days of the giveaway?
Well, looking back to the first days, it just kind of came together by just doing what needed to be done at the moment. There were some challenges. We did it during the year 2009 from April to October in our parking lot. And then there's a gentleman in our church. They're known throughout Sioux Falls, the Nordstroms. They have a salvage yard, a recycle yard out in Garrettson, which isn't very far from Sioux Falls. And Art and Reese said, you're going to have to move inside somewhere, someplace. And so we ended up going to the Armory on the campus of the WH Line Fairgrounds. And so it was a huge building. We could pull our truck inside, plus house, hundreds of people. And so we were there for probably about 3 years. And then the Nordstroms decided to build a building on the campus of the WH Line Fairgrounds. And so now we have the Nordstrom Johnson building where we've been giving away food for probably the last 2 years. And so that's helped a whole lot. And so it seems as we've prayed about this, there haven't been really overbearing challenges. Sometimes people say to me, well, how can you pastor the church and run the food giveaway too? There should be separate people to do this kind of stuff. And I always tell them, well, we make it happen and it comes together and there's a lot of volunteers that do the work. And sometimes people say, well, do you ever worry about this? And I can tell you that I can go to sleep in about 15 seconds every night. It doesn't take long at all. And I don't worry about this. And even though we have a food giveaway every Friday and sometimes other food giveaways during the week, I get up and I go to it and people show up to volunteer and there's thousands of pounds of food. And people that are in need, they come and everybody goes home and everybody's happy and those that are hungry are fed.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned what it looks like on a weekly basis, but sketch it out for us just from the eyes of someone who's coming to receive food. When they come to the Faith Temple Church Friday food giveaway there in Sioux Falls on a weekly basis, how does that experience go and what does it look like for them?
Well, people do line up probably an hour or two before it starts in the Nordstrom Johnson building. And so they line up in their cars, and then at 2 o'clock we open the parking lot, they come driving in, and then they line up, and then at 3 o'clock we have them come into the building, and we pass out numbers, so we do it in an orderly way. And then during that time, we're unloading food, and the tables are set up, and we're distributing food in the proper areas where we have canned goods or meat or produce or sweets, and miscellaneous is there too. And so then at 4 o'clock, we have a prayer, and just welcome the people that have come. We make some announcements, but also we encourage people that are there for the first time, not to be teary, not to be bemoaning the fact that they're in a food line. We always tell them, we say, what you need to do is just thank the Lord because this is orchestrated by Him. And but also thank the Lord that there's 20,000 pounds of food here that we're going to divide amongst probably 400 people. And don't bemoan the fact, but believe that you're a part of a blessing. And so receive it. And all we ask people to do is to be thankful. One other thing we do is we also ask people not to be only people that receive the food, but people that are givers too. Because a lot of people receive a lot of food, probably, 50, 60, 70 pounds of food. And as they go out the door, we remind them that they have neighbors that are in need or family members and that they can share food with those folks. And so we're trying to educate the people that it is better to give than to receive. And a lot of people have found that to be true. They'll come back the following weeks and they'll say, I went to my neighbor and I didn't know that they were in such need, but I shared some of my food with them. And all of us were excited and happy about the food.
That's tremendous to hear. Pastor Jeff Hayes is with us of Faith Temple Church and the Faith Temple Food Giveaway. there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, man behind One Church's pretty incredible effort to feed the hungry in its community. And Pastor Jeff, as you talk about those who return and the way that they've been changed, I believe you've actually had some instances of folks who have come to the giveaway, have received food, and then down the road they've come back and actually volunteered to help the giveaway pass out food to others. Is that correct?
Yes. You know, Ryan, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because that's exactly true. There's a lot of people in line to get food, but we've had a number of people that came to a place where they no longer needed the food, and so they just came back as volunteers. Also, one thing that we do is the volunteers also are welcome to go through the food line, too. And so some volunteers are in need, and others just take the food and give it to people that are in need. But what we found is that people that are seeing what's going on come to a place where they just believe, you know, I don't just need to stand in this line and slowly progress through the line up to the table. But why can't I help unload the truck, or why can't I sort the food? And so they've become just pivotal people in our food giveaway ministry. I remember one day we were out at the fairgrounds, and the line stretched out of the building probably for a block, I would imagine. And we needed some volunteers to help out, pass out some milk. And so I went down the line, and I got a few volunteers, and then I was toward the end of the line, and there was a tall, blonde-haired lady, and I said to her, would you mind helping in the milk truck? We were giving milk away at that time, and she goes, well, no, that's fine. She said, you know, my number is like, you know, 286, and I would rather be working than standing in this line. And so she came, and she worked in the milk truck that week, and then the next week, and the following weeks, I mean, this has been probably 5 years ago, but every week since then, her and her husband and children have come, and if they can't come, they arranged for other family members to show up and come and help at the food giveaway. And so that's just a one example of many that I could give of people who came and were in need of food, but they became volunteers, and they became rather than just receivers, they became givers too.
That's such a hopeful concept. One of the things that you have continued to mention as you tell this story of the Faith Temple Church Friday food giveaway is this partnership with other community ministries and organization that you've developed. I just think it's one of the coolest parts of the story. And I wonder, how did you begin to form those relationships? And have you at all had to grapple with that sense of almost competition to see who can do the most good works that sometimes crops up even among people and groups with the best of intentions?
Well, that's a whole subject by itself, but I can address it a little bit. You know, we're kind of in this food business to get out of the food business. You know, nothing would delight me more than having this Faith Temple food giveaway end where people no longer struggle for food.
Right.
And, you know, I asked one person from another church, I said, well, you know, they were talking about the food giveaway. And I said, well, what does your church think about our food giveaway? And the man said, well, I think they're jealous. And I said to him, I said, you know, don't have them be jealous. Have them come over and volunteer and be a part of the answer and give away food. And so there's been a number of churches that have helped us greatly, and members from churches. I appreciate a pastor from Linwood Wesleyan here in Sioux Falls. And Pastor Bill, a number of years ago, said to me at a ministerial meeting, he says, Pastor, if I wasn't the pastor of my church, I would be a member of yours, because you always are having food. And so if it be at the food giveaway or a potluck at the church or whatever. And so we've, you know, gained a whole lot of help from other churches. And then also, you know, from like your radio station here in town, Ryan, KNWC, they have for like the 6 years, the total amount of the food giveaway, you know, announced the food giveaway every week or whenever we have giveaways during the week. You folks are on it, and you inform the public, and that's such a blessing. But I see it as working together rather than being in competition with one another. And that's the highlight. I also, you know, want to thank the media in our area, if it be the television stations or the newspaper, the radio stations, all those folks have come, you know, full circle and helped us a whole lot. Some of the other stations here in town, I know there's a rock and roll, hard rock and roll station here in town, and they'll announce our food giveaway like, you know, that Faith Temple Church, they're doing a blankety-blank-blank good job of passing out food. And it always tickles me because you have kind of the saints and the sinners promoting this ministry. But I think all of us can come together, if we're Christians or not, in knowing that there's hunger and there's people in need. And I think when anyone jumps to the task of trying to solve that or help greatly, people like that. And also I think it's a good witness for Jesus that the reason that we're doing this isn't because we're necessarily good people or humanitarians, but it's because Jesus, he said, I was hungry and you fed me. You can read Matthew 25 and just gain a sermon from there. And the Lord wants us to be feeding the hungry and clothing those without food and housing those that are homeless.
Absolutely. The voice of Pastor Jeff Hayes, the good man who pastors Faith Temple Church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the man behind One Church's effort to feed the hungry in its community. And I think there are probably some different categories of people who are listening today across the Midwest here on the road. There might be folks who want to come alongside and help you in any way they can. And for those people, I would just ask, you know, how they can do that and where they can go. And also, there may be those who are in other communities across the region listening to what you guys have done and thinking, man, I would just love to take the first steps in doing something like that in my community. So could you speak to both of those people and tell them where the best place to go is to learn more?
Sure. You know, once again, you can go to www.faithtemplefood.com. And there are contact numbers there. You can certainly call us at Faith Temple Church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we would more than be delighted to visit with you about how you can start a food giveaway in your community and see where it goes. Most of all, you just want to pray and ask the Lord, how can we do this? And you know what? He'll open doors and make that food available for you. You know, and the thing is, you know, we pay fees to receive this money. It's, you know, but then again, when you are paying just cents on the poundage and you have 40,000 pounds, you know, it can add up into quite a bit of money. I just saw the bill for last month for the food giveaway, and it's like $5,800. And so there's always people that bring money by the church or send us money, or they can give online at our website. And, you know, if they want to do that, you know, we would be delighted to do that. And but we just believe that the Lord supplies the need, you know, through his people. We've never struggled over the last 6 years to come up with funds to pay for the food giveaway. It's just out of the good-heartedness of Christian people that send money to us. You know, there's people that send $10 a month. And then there's other people that drop off, you know, much more money than that. But once again, Ryan, I want to tell you that I just don't worry about that, because I figure if it's the Lord's ministry, you know, he has some responsibility in taking care of that. And so we don't worry about how it gets paid for or what it takes to put it on. It always comes together, and we just marvel at that and thank the Lord for his goodness.
Well, Pastor Jeff, it's been a delight to go back and look at the history of this great ministry, the Faith Temple Church Friday Food Giveaway there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and just to see your mission for the future as well. And sir, we just thank you once again for being here and wish you the very best as you folks continue to be this light there in your community.
Well, thank you, Ryan. And, you know, if any of your listeners are in Sioux Falls, just call the church, make sure we're having a food giveaway on Friday. Typically we are, and they're more than invited to come out at 3 o'clock, and we'll put them to work, and they'll just put their Christian experience into the drive mode, and they'll have a great time at the Faith Temple Food Giveaway, serving people and serving the Lord.
That sounds just great, sir. Thank you once again for being here, and we wish you the very best going forward.
Oh, God bless you, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.